For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following is from the recent anti-DEA conference in Montreal, Canada.
Our next speaker is from the United States. His name is Mr. Jerry Cameron. He is from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He is a retired police officer, police chief.
I am here to talk to you today, not as someone that is trying to tell you, as a sovereign nation, how you should conduct your drug policy. I am here to warn you not to listen to those from my country that would try to do the same. And if my country had been successful, then there might be some reason to follow their example. However, I'm going to talk to you as a police officer that was trained at the highest levels, that served as a police chief in two jurisdictions, and was dedicated to prosecuting the war on drugs. A police officer that was so aggressive, police chief that was so aggressive, that my department was recognized across the country for some of the tactics that we used, and we were actually on the front cover of Law & Order magazine. I came to realize during the latter stages of my career that not only was there no efficacy to what I was doing, that the whole war on drugs was creating a myriad of unintended consequences. Consequences that perverted the very purpose of government and the mission of law enforcement. We raise our hands and we swear that we will protect our Constitution. We swear that we will serve and protect our communities. And then somehow or another, we fall into activity that has exactly the opposite effect. Well over 200 years ago, Thomas Jefferson in our Declaration of Independence said that every citizen, every human, has a right to his life, his liberty, and his pursuit of happiness. The federal government has tortured our Constitution into allowing it to impose its will in the matter of the war on drugs on the states, which are supposed to have the rights to such things reserved to themselves. And most recently in my country, we have, through the enactment of the Patriot Act and several decisions by the United States Supreme Court that have the effect of essentially making our Bill of Rights irrelevant.
President Bush was quoted by one of his aides earlier this year as saying of the U.S. Constitution that it's just a, quote, goddamn piece of paper, end quote. Please visit the LEAP website, leap.cc. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.